Welcome to the Real Estate Investing Club. This is the place everyday real estate investors gather to share their best stories, biggest insights, and favorite tactics to grow a portfolio of cash flowing properties in today's market. Here's your host, Gabe Peterson.
All right, we are back with another episode of the Real Estate Investing Club. Today we have Anna Tan with us. Anna is the managing partner and founder of Sweet Life MF, along with her husband, I believe. And sorry, Anna, I didn't ask if that was your husband or a different relation before we hopped on the podcast. Anna is a petroleum engineer by trade. They have quite a few doors under contract. It looks like they're going over 1,000 now, which is great to see. They've been in real estate for over 10 years. So I'm super excited to have you on the show, Anna. Thank you very much for hopping on.
Thanks, Case. Thank you. Appreciate being here.
Absolutely. And that is your husband, correct, Anna?
Yes.
And okay, good. So why don't we jump right into it? You know, I told you before we hopped on here, we like to hear how people kind of got to where they are today. And it sounds like you got a really good story. You've been in corporate for a while, and 10 years later, here you are. So why don't you take us to your story? How'd you get started in real estate?
Yeah, so we've been in real estate for over 10 years now, starting with single family residential homes, and now focusing on multifamily syndication. We currently have over $90 million under management and have, you know, passively invested in over 1,100 doors. So it's been a pretty wild ride. What's interesting about real estate is that it transcends across all cultures. So my dad, who is a, you know, Vietnam refugee, gifted my husband and I a home as a wedding gift. Nice. He was really adamant about real estate. And at the time, we didn't really get it, right?
We were, whatever, you know, Dad.
Yeah. And so we were like, okay, we're going to turn that into an investment property. So as a married couple, we actually lived with our parents for several years, and our friends made fun of us. But
we all did. Don't worry about it.
But I mean, this is where we made every possible mistake there is in managing a property and owning a business. I mean, you name it, we did it, but we learned from it. So we were so fortunate to have that as a gift, and it taught us how to run a real estate business. And how we got into multifamily is a kind of a different story. So my husband and I, we are both in the oil and gas industry. And in a year like 2020, where WTI oil went from like $60 and then to $20, the state of the industry was just in turmoil. Mm-hmm. And
I've heard just generally that industry can go up and down and up and down.
It's just, exactly. And when an event like that happens and your job security or main income stream is in jeopardy, you realize you probably need another income source. So we survived 2020. I went on maternity leave with the birth of my second daughter. So we still have our W-2s. And almost 5 months in, I was kind of having this moment, like, a mom life crisis is kind of what I call it, instead of a midlife. And I was like, man, we just need something different, but we didn't know what. And for anyone that has children or, you know, babies, they understand, like, my daughter was on a bottle strike for the entire 5 months. And so we're like, you know, hooked permanently together for 5 months. And so that probably kind of drove the reason why I needed something different, right? But she finally took a bottle. And a few days later, I found out about this apartment conference. And so I'm all about, you know, signs and things in the universe, giving signals and receiving it. And so, you know, the next day I was like, hey, mom, would you like to watch your grandchildren while we go to some conference? And she was like, yeah, sure. And I was like, how about today in Dallas? Like, you know, can you meet me up there? And so next thing you know,
today. We're 2 hours, yeah. Mom, get over here. Let's do this.
Let's go. And next thing you know, we're like packing our stuff. We're going to the we're driving there, looking for an Airbnb, buying tickets. Like, it was just so crazy. And I was like walking back and forth from the Airbnb, you know, like puppy nursing, you know, all that mom stuff. But here we are a year later, having closed, you know, two large properties while working our W-2s, and it's just been wild. So
awesome,
that's where we are.
I love to hear that, those kind of stories. It sounds like the real impetus here is, you know, you kind of experience that job insecurity, which, you know, so many investors, that does seem to be the start of their journey, as they go through something in their career where they just realize, wow, I am expendable. I can easily be replaced for some, you know, my job is not as secure as I thought. I need to have a backup plan. So it sounds like you landed on real estate, which in my opinion is the best backup plan. I like it as a, you know, first plan, but it's a good backup plan as well.
You're not biased at all.
Yeah. Not biased. So, and you started in single family, which is really interesting. Were you, I guess it's not interesting, it's more common, but were you focused on flips, or were you trying to buy and hold for the single family originally?
Yeah. So we did the buy and hold. We've done flips. We've tried wholesaling. That was terrible for us. So we try the gamut, but we're in the buy and hold. We still have a small portfolio of single family homes that that we manage.
Okay, and I gotta ask, why did you not like wholesaling?
We didn't have time for it. I'll say that.
Fair enough. So you still have a W-2, correct? Yes. you're in your job, and this is your second stream of income, even though I'm sure you guys are doing really well. It is something ancillary to your primary. That is great to hear. And that is for everybody out there who has a job and they think that's an excuse not to get into real estate. Look at that. Anna and Peter are in there. No excuse for you. You got to get in, got to step up right now. So it's really cool. So it sounds like just recently you guys got into multifamily within the last 2 years.
1 year.
1 year. Okay.
Yeah. So we did all of this in 1 year. The thing is, my husband has been talking about it for maybe the past 5 or 6.
Okay. Yep.
And so it's been around, but it was just something that I wasn't ready to jump in. And I feel like for anyone that's listening, you know, if you're curious, now's such a great time to jump in, because we saw stupendous growth and returns and interest, you know, specifically in the multifamily sector in the past 2 years. I mean, the longer you wait, the longer you're just going to, the more you're going to be left behind. And today is always a great day to start.
And I feel like that same sentiment has been echoed every single year that I've been in real estate. Now is the best time to invest. There's more interest. And it's always the case, because things still keep going up. I know there is a recession around the corner, but multifamily especially, it's such a recession-resistant asset class, along with, you know, mobile home parks, self-storage stuff. So you guys are in a very, very good asset class to be in. So you guys are wholly invested in two cities, it sounds like, correct?
Yeah, so we're in Midland and in Houston. So we have our single family home portfolios there, and our multifamily is currently in Houston. So we're still in Texas, and we've also been looking in Dallas, which is a tough market to get into.
Yeah, Dallas is they've been growing a lot, which makes sense, because people really want to get in there and experience that appreciation. How did you find that first deal that you guys, did you close it on yourself, or is this a passive investment for the multifamily?
So the first deal that I'm referring to closed in December 31st, 2021.
Wow. Super recent. Okay.
Yeah. And, we were, co-sponsors or general partners on that deal. 10 minutes. Or basically in the same neighborhood of where we grew up in. So that was really exciting. Okay. And how we come across that was, we're in a mentorship program, and we met some other partners that we really enjoyed working with and we wanted to do a deal with. And we onboarded and said, you know, we like the deal. We grew up here. We understand the growth, the job growth, the population, and we like the business plan. So we're like, let's go. And that's how we closed it. Like we used to grew up in that neighborhood. So we're super fortunate and excited to be a part of the transformation in that community.
Having intimate knowledge like that is super, it's a game changer, because, you know, I know this from experience, both on the positive and the negative side. I just recently bought a self-storage in Hot Springs, and it, you know, all the numbers look good, and I'm a big numbers guy, so that was a good indicator for me. What I didn't know is that the specific lock that I bought it on had some property damage problems that were very consistent. So, you know, you knowing exactly what that market is, I'm sure that gave you not only confidence that it would go through, but also just knowledge that other investors might not have known. Was this a forced appreciation deal, or are you guys just buying to hold long term? You know, you bought at market cap rates, not doing a lot of updates, and just riding it as the market appreciates.
So it's going to be a little bit of both, but there is a large value add strategy component. And so that's kind of the exciting part about that one is when we go in, we identified, I kind of forget how many units. It's ironically, it hasn't been that long, but it feels like it's been.
It goes in and out real quick. I totally understand.
Real fast, but there's a value add component. So we're going in you know, updating the kitchen, the bathrooms, bringing up to maybe what's appropriate for the market, just kind of modernizing it, color schemes, and bringing in a tenant base that fulfills the requirements that we're looking for. So that's kind of part of, so it's part management play and value add strategy for that deal. So we're super excited about that. Our partner that is managing it, he has a property management company. So we're utilizing him as a third party property management company. He actually manages a property 6 miles away. So he's very familiar with that submarket and the tenants and the potential from that property. And whenever we underwrote and kind of did our, looked at the other properties adjacent to it, I mean, high, like 95%+ occupancy. So we know
good
it's
indicator.
There.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Perfect. All right. And this is going to be kind of a generic question. So I apologize in advance, but I do want to ask, partnerships are they can be both the most frustrating things or the best thing imaginable if you get it right. And nailing a good partnership is, I mean, it's science and just luck, in my opinion. So sounds like you guys got a good one, which is great. How did you guys go about finding the partnership, creating the partnership, structuring the partnership? What was the thought process that went into that?
Yeah, absolutely. So part of it is, I think for like any business deal, you got to meet them, take time to get to know them just as a human, as a person, understand what their values are, and see if that that jives with yours, right? And kind of through those maybe small interactions, informal interactions, that's when you understand, oh, I like this person. And then you kind of go into, okay, I like this person, because whenever you do partner with someone, you're kind of married to them for, you know, X amount of years. And then you start talking about business stuff, like, yep. Well, what would you do in this case? Or you just kind of like what I did was I laid it out on the table, like, I'm looking for XYZ. I'm going to be upfront with what I think, but I'm very open to feedback, and I want a partner that can communicate both ways. And that way we can leverage both of our strengths. Like I, you know, maybe less experience in multifamily, you know, the business, but I do understand like marketing, or I do understand from a passive investor point of view, or I, because of our 10-year plus real estate experience, I mean, it's still applicable, right? So just being able to kind of have those really open and honest questions and answers and discussion really helps you get to the nitty gritty stuff that you really, really need to understand. So that's really helped for us. Yeah. And I'm going to just like lay it out there. Like, if we're going to do business, I need to know everything. You share everything. Like,
yep.
You share, like, you know everything when you partner up with someone.
And I like that you called it a form of marriage, which totally makes sense to me, because partnership, you really are, you're in it for the long haul for that specific property. And there's, you know, if issues come up, disagreements come up, you need to be able to work through those issues together as partners. So it is really, really important to find a partnership that really mirrors your values. And I agree with that. You should definitely do some dating around before you decide on your partner.
I feel like when you kind of look at when you date someone to actually like my husband, I felt like I knew more about my partner, like business partners at the time than I did that my husband. Like, I, you know, you don't really like, can I see your bank account? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, give me all the background before we go on a date.
What's your criminal check?
That's funny. All right. Well, I just checked the clock. It does look like we have gone through our 15 minutes. So I do have to push us into the quick question round. I appreciate everything you've shared. Are you ready for the quick questions?
Absolutely.
Let's do it. Starts with education. I am a big bookie, so I like to ask two book recommendations. And if you're not a bookie, you like other forms of education, that's totally fine. YouTube, Spotify, whatever. Give me two recommendations, one for general life wisdom and one for real estate specific.
So my favorite real estate book, Aaron, I have it right here. Joe Fairless.
Yep. Good one.
Best ever apartment syndication book. I think it's really well written. And I'm a foodie at heart. So when I moved to Midland, there wasn't that many great options at the time. It's a little bit better now. So we were forced to really cook and hone in our cooking skills. So my favorite other book is Kenji Lopez's The Food Lab. Ooh. So he takes a very scientific approach to food discovery. Like, what's the best method to cooking all sorts of foods? It's amazing.
I love that. I would love a science version of that, because, man, I am not a good cook, but I like the process of cooking. It just never turns out how I envision it in my head. Moving on, though, we're going on to the next question. And this one is for your younger self. So if you could go to the Anna who had no experience in real estate, let's say she was just getting into the oil and gas industry, you know, starry-eyed, looking to go forward, go to her, look her in the eye, give her one piece of advice moving forward.
Diversify and start now, start today, because a year from now, you'll wish you had. And ignore any doubts that you may have and be confident in your decision. If you're curious, just jump in and who knows where that will take you.
Start now, start today. I love that. That should be the quote for this episode. Moving on, the next one is your Superman strength. We are all gifted with something that we specifically offer this world. You are no exception. So why don't you brag a little bit? Give us the thing that you feel you are exceptional at, that you bring the most to the table.
I would say I'm very driven, and I can easily focus on things. Like, I will execute. I'm a checklist person. Probably I can checklist anything to the death of anything. And my husband probably kind of hates me for that, but I will get stuff done.
Perfect. I love it. Checklist girl. That's super useful, especially in real estate. And that leads us to the next question. Habits are the foundation of our lives. So if you can point to one thing that you do day in and day out that you feel contributes the most to your overall health, well-being, happiness, and success, what would that be?
Understanding your why. Why are you doing whatever it is you're doing? And what's the end goal? And for me, it's family, spending time with family and just having the security of being able to do that.
Love it. And that leads us to second to last question. And this is about location. The United States is a very big place. There are plenty of opportunities out there to put your hard-earned money. So what is one metro that you are most excited about investing in that is not your backyard, not the city you live in?
I'm going to have to say Houston. So I technically don't live there. I used to live there. But Houston has great job growth, great population growth. And it's Texas is landlord friendly. So We've had several real estate in Houston, and it hasn't done us wrong yet.
Love it. Yeah, I bought this isn't Houston, but I bought a property or a self-storage facility in Dallas, and that city, I'm sure Houston is just like it, but man, that thing is huge. It just keeps going. Even the airport, like I was driving through DFW for like, I don't know, 15 minutes, and I was still not through the airport. It was ridiculous. All right, and that leads us... Yeah, I've heard Houston's even bigger. That leads us to the very last question. And this one is for the listeners. You've given us a lot of good advice, a lot of things that I'm sure people want to reach out and ask you about. So what is the best way for them to reach out and say hi?
Absolutely. So if you're interested in future investment opportunities or partnering up or just real estate education. You can sign up for our newsletter on our website at sweetlifemf.com. You can also schedule time to meet with me through there, find our Facebook, LinkedIn, subscribe to our YouTube page, and that's where you can find us.
Perfect. That is Sweet Life MF, S-U-I-T-E, Life, L-I-F-E, M-F, and then it's just M-F, .com. I'll put that URL in the show notes. If y'all want to reach out to Anna, go ahead and click the little more in the description. It'll pop down the full description, and in there you can find the URL. So that's it. Anna, I really appreciate you having on. It's been a pleasure, and thank you for showing up.
Thanks, Gabe.
Absolutely. For everybody who's here with us today, thank you guys for showing up. You are the reason we do this. So if you have any questions whatsoever, reach out to me, Gabe, at therealestateinvestingclub.com. Other than that, I hope you guys have an absolutely fantastic week. Keep rocking real estate, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Real Estate Investing Club. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode and were able to pull some actionable advice that you can go home with and apply to your own investing business. Before you go, I have a gift for you. If you're a new investor looking to get started or an established investor looking to take your business to the next level, I've created an ebook just for you available on the website. This ebook will cover how I was able to create both active and passive income in real estate with very little money to start with. In it, I will address the three most often cited obstacles new and veteran investors run into by showing you how to find a deal that's actually a deal, how to finance that deal with little to no money down, and how to exit a deal for maximum value. And if you get the ebook today, I'm going to bury you in bonuses, 7 of them to be exact. First, you'll get the off-market lead generation blueprint, which will take you through the exact systems and processes we use to generate off-market leads like clockwork, which is the most important skill when it comes to creating real wealth in real estate. Then you'll get the A to Z REI systems and vendors guide, which will allow you to peek under the hood of our business and see the exact tools and systems and even the vendors we use to grow our business. After that, you will get the top 100 best performing keywords pack, which will give you the exact keywords we use to target leads online and generate leads without having to lift a finger. Next, you'll get the contracts bundle for wholesaling and renting real estate, which will give you access to all of the contracts we use in the field to execute all types of transactions. After that, you'll get the investor's quick analysis calculator and offer tool, which will allow you to quickly calculate whether a deal is an actual deal and will allow you to create an offer automatically from those calculations. Next up, we'll give you the investor's daily success tracker, which is a tracker you can use to ensure you are taking the right actions day in and day out to reach your financial goals in real estate. And finally, you will get the wholesaler's template for quick assignment cash, which will give you the templates we use to present our wholesale deals professionally and efficiently to our buyers. I know that is a ton of things to say. I'm glad you were able to stick with it. So you'll get both the ebook and all of those 7 free bonuses. When you download the ebook today, all we charge is the admin cost to run the show. So if you are interested in the ebook and the bonus bundle, head on over to the website at therealestateinvestingclub.com. Click on Get the Ebook Bundle at the top of the page and take advantage of that deal. With that housekeeping item covered, I hope you have an absolutely fantastic day and even better week. Keep rocking real estate, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. All right, before I officially sign off, I have a quick announcement to make. If you're interested in becoming a passive investor in one of my deals, my own company, Kaizen Properties, is looking for capital partners for our upcoming projects. We invest in what are known as recession-resistant assets, mainly self-storage facilities, mobile home and RV parks, and industrial properties. If you're interested in investing and would like to learn a little bit more about my company, our investing criteria, and some of the previous projects we've done, go to the Real Estate Investing Club podcast at therealestateinvestingclub.com and scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page. Click on the Invest With Us button. That'll pop up the investor form. Fill that out and we will reach back out to you as soon as we can. Or if you prefer a little bit more of a personal touch, you can reach out to me at Gabe at therealestateinvestingclub.com. So really, that is it. Again, it was a pleasure hanging out with you guys during this episode, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.